Why do you want to go to art college? You're already an artist.
I know, but I want to be a starving artist, so I need to ring up more debt.
You're listening to Art on the Pod, number one. If you want to find out more about Art on the Pod, you can go to our website, which is www.townheadgallery.com. That's Townhead, T-O-W-N-H-E-A-D, gallery.com. The aim of this podcast is to issue a short one every day, about 5 minutes in length, where we focus on an artist or photographer from around Yorkshire and the Dales. We want to try and bring a different image to you each day, and a small interview or audio clip of the artist actually discussing their work. This time, we're going to look at a photograph by a photographer-artist called Johnny Rook. Now, I say photographer-artist because when you actually look at the picture, is it art or is it a photograph? There's so much going on there, so many different images laid on top of each other and manipulated, that you could quite honestly discuss all day what it really was. Anyway, have a listen to John and I talking about the picture, and then I'll give you a bit more information afterwards. Okay, there's a couple of pictures you've done called Journey. This is Journey 1.
Yeah. Literally, it's trying to recount the images and the feelings that happened during a journey home one night. It was a journey through, away from the city, out towards where we live in Wharfdale, and it's the effect of the lights and the movement, and I'm just trying to collage that together, montage a series of photographs that created an abstract about this event.
Mm, you can certainly see the trees and the street lights. What else is in there?
There are various things in. There's brake lights from the cars, there's bits of architecture, there are bits of things we passed through. There's bits of light coming from the airport as we were travelling away from it. And it's the moon, which I put in the centre of it, and the sky. You see the floating cloud skates running across there. Because you don't always look in the same direction, in the same position. The sky occupies a position lower down the image.
I'm very drawn to the buildings in the bottom left-hand corner.
Yeah.
Whereabouts is that?
I think those are just above Otley, as you're coming, start to drop down into the Wharf Valley. As you're coming round, there's a few tight little corners at the top of the hill there. And you start to drop down, and it's images from there, really.
Mm. Again, it's this constant thing, the question I keep asking, is how many different images have you layered to achieve this?
On this one, there are hundreds. There are so many. I've lost count how many there were on this. There's the whole images, there are parts of images. On some things, there are just maybe a few centimetres of it used. And this really, I think, is taking the idea of using photographs as a palette, to its furthest conclusion for me. There are just little snippets from different things, some shrunk down, some blown up, in so much that it's irrelevant what they were, it's what it now ends up as.
A lot of warm colours in there.
Yeah. A lot of these warm colours are man-made colours. It's the car lights, the street lights, it's things that have come from there, and the natural shapes are all in silhouette. There's very little colour from nature in there.
John and I were talking there about Journey 1. Now, if that's whetted your appetite, you can actually see the picture on the website at www.townheadgallery.com. As this is the first Art on the Pod podcast that we've done, it's also the first picture that's up there. But over the course of the weeks to come, more pictures will be added each and every time we do a podcast. The aim is to put at least one picture up and release one podcast every day. So if you want to find out more, and in fact if you want to leave some comments and thoughts or even email us, please do go to the website. It's www.townheadgallery.com, and we look forward to hearing from you.